We're continuing to look at Acts chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Let me read verse 26. It says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road, to the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.'" As we finished last time, I was giving you some information on the Old Testament city of Gaza. And I told you that it was one of those Philistine cities that Joshua did not manage to conquer during Israel's conquest into Canaan. At one time, the tribe of Judah managed to temporarily capture Gaza, but of course they were unable to maintain control. Perhaps the most well-known figure associated with Gaza is actually the Old Testament character Samson. In one of his early encounters with the Philistines, Samson carried the heavy gates from Gaza all the way to Hebron, some 42 miles away. It was also in Gaza that Samson met Delilah and eventually died when he pulled down the main supports of the Philistine temple there. So we have some history now on this important city of Gaza. Now, when the Spirit directed Philip to get on that road that led south from Jerusalem to Gaza, we're not told whether the old or the newer Gaza was meant. The older Gaza was destroyed in 96 BC by the Hasmonean king Alexander Janius. The newer Gaza was rebuilt in 57 BC, nearer the Mediterranean Sea by Gabinius. The old city is said by historians to have remained desert. So whether Luke means the old Gaza or the newer one, either way, the important thing is this. The road that went from Jerusalem to Gaza was a common caravan and trading route. It went past Gaza to Egypt and continued on even to the African continent. So now let me pick up with verse 27 of our text, and I'm going to read it from the Contemporary English Version. "So Philip left. An important Ethiopian official happened to be going along that road in his chariot, and he was the chief treasurer for Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. The official had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was now on his way home, and he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of the prophet Isaiah. As Philip walked along the desert road to Gaza, he came on a traveling chariot or a covered wagon that was heading south. In that chariot or covered wagon sat the treasurer of the kingdom of Ethiopia, or Nubia, who had just made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and was now heading back home. Now, the Ethiopia of those days corresponded to what we call the Upper Nile, reaching approximately from Aswan to Khartoum. Ethiopia lay on the Nile south of the first cataract of Aswan. Its two primary cities were Merro and Napata." Now, when we say cataract, that is one of the ways that historians and geographers divide up the Nile River so we know what section we are actually in. So the man Philip would meet from that region was very, very important. Luke notes that he was a eunuch and an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. The title Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, can be somewhat confusing unless you know the history behind it. The king of Ethiopia was worshipped as, quote, a child of the sun. Consequently, he was regarded as too sacred and important to be tasked with the daily functions of royalty. Instead, those tasks were performed on his behalf by someone called the queen mother. We'll see more of that next time on Verse by Verse.